Hi, I'm Glenn Alba. I'm a sports psychologist, and I work with all kinds of top golfers, and I have for about 25 years, and I help them develop a mental game so that they can play their best in the most difficult situations. I also work with all kinds of golfers, all shapes and sizes, and all ages, and I help them develop the same thing, a mental game, so that they can play their best in the most difficult situations. That could be your Wednesday Nassau, or that could be your club championship, or that could be just playing your best, when you're trying to make a business deal. But these mental skills that the top golfers develop are the same ones you can develop, so you can give yourself the best chance in crunch time. Now, the interview today is with a very interesting character, and his name is Eric Jones. And he just competed in the World Championship Super Senior Long Drive Championship, and he prevailed, as he did 10 years ago. And he did this time at the very advanced age of 54. And he's got some very interesting things he can share with us that you'll be able to use, that he used in this great competition with the elite long drivers from all over the world. And I think you're going to find it really, quite interesting. A little bit more about my friend, Eric Jones. We met 8 or 9 years ago when he came to me. He was working on his master's degree in sports psychology at JFK, and he wanted some mentoring, and I certainly obliged. We had a great time sharing all kinds of things over a period of time until he got his degree. And then again, he decided that he was going to be, at the same time, a teaching professional. And now he's a Class A PGA person, and he's combining sports psychology and teaching. And he's got quite an interesting package there at Target Centered Golf, something you should look into. But more importantly, for this interview, we're going to ask him to talk about some of the things he did to prepare himself for that competition. And I think you're going to find it fascinating. I think you're going to find it quite applicable to your game. And for the next competition that you're going to be in, it's going to mean something to you. Now, so Eric, I was just completed an article, and we call it The Closers. And I borrowed some information from a great article on Sports Illustrated about the people that love to close the games, just like you did. And they interviewed a number of people. They're all pretty good athletes, as you can imagine. But this very interesting thing that came out of all these interviews, and almost to a person, to a man and a woman, they said, "You know something? It's not about the winning. It's about being in the moment." He said, "It's just I want the last shot. I want the last putt." Or, with you working backwards for your epic event that you just completed, that last drive. I want the opportunity to have that last drive and my sixth shot here, and I've got to do it on this one. I love the moment. So tell me, Eric, did you love the moment?
I did, Glenn. It was certainly a unique moment, very, very memorable for me. And you really hit the nail on the head. When I was in my competition, we get 6 balls in long drive, and I was up against a very tough competitor, a guy who'd been hitting the ball really, really well all day long. And I got on the board, established an early lead, but halfway through the 6-ball set, he took the lead away from me. And I hit 2 really good shots coming down towards my last ball, but coming down to my very last ball, he still had the lead. And there I was, last shot, and I had to do it. He had a ball out there at 366 yards, and I was in second place at that point at 358 yards. And it was just a magical moment because I had to do it. I was my last ball. It was my last chance. I really used a lot of the skills that, well, frankly, you helped me learn about and to develop as we, work together with the pros out in the field. And it all came through for me, and on my very last shot, I did it. I pulled it out, and I hit it 369 and beat him and took home the championship. It was a fantastic experience.
You said a couple of things that are really important for our listeners to consider. First thing is that it was great competition, and the closers, and all of us can be closers, love to play against the best. They love those opportunities when everybody there has really made a commitment. They're all great performers. Everybody's playing to win, and of course, everyone knows and everyone can. You happen to, and that was terrific. We know that practice is really important, and one of the ways to practice that all the great coaches and athletes tell us is a contingency practice. We practice for every possible situation that it might come about. So how did you go about doing that, Eric?
Well, very interesting the way I did that, and I'll go back to some of the lessons you shared with me about your time with Bill Walsh and how successful he was with the 49ers and how they used to get prepared for games and, you know, those two-minute scenarios. The whole idea behind that contingency practice is whatever situation you face, you need to be ready for. And although I spent, you know, probably 4 to 5 weeks working on my equipment and working on my technique, the last 2 weeks before the event, I stopped all my technique work and really worked on just contingency practice, a great skill that I learned from you. And what I did was I imagined every possible scenario that I could face up on the tee, put myself in that situation, even though I was on the practice range, and said, okay, what would I do in this scenario?
Did you actually practice, you know, that last drive? Said, okay, this is it, and this is my last one. This is my last chance. Did you go through that? Did you imagine it? Did you feel the emotions and the thoughts and as you practiced and prepared for this event?
And yes, I did. I would get up, I pulled 6 balls out, and then I would pull 5 balls away, and I'd tee a ball up, and I'd say, okay, here you are. It's your last ball, and you're in second place. What are you going to do? And there are a couple of really key things that I learned about myself as I did it, and one of those was the importance of my routine and how my routine could just get me centered in the moment.
You felt it was really important that you develop a pre-shot routine, and why don't you tell us about what you did and how you prepared and what were the components of your pre-shot routine? I would be my guess, and most likely that everybody that's listening will listen really, really closely so they can apply some of those principles to their pre-shot routine.
Yeah, absolutely. Without a doubt, one of the keys to my success was the routine that I had established. And what I do is I actually practice my routine deliberately, and I write them down on a piece of paper. I put them on the ground in front of me right next to the ball that I'm going to hit, and I review them, and I go through them in exactly the same order, in exactly the same pacing, at exactly the same time for every single one of my shots. That automaticity of the routine is what allows you to really stay in the moment, which is so critical to performing in the moment, and it's also the thing that gets you set up so well to perform well.
Okay, so you said a couple of things there that I want to jump upon. First of all, I do want to make sure everybody understands the fact, and both of you and I really agree, that having the proper equipment and working on technique is really important. And you have to have we never undervalue it. It's really important you put it in place. But as Eric said, the closer and closer you got to competition, the more simulated your practice became. In fact, at the end, that's the last 2 weeks, that's all it was.
Right.
And that is a way, I guess, that you were certainly developing the kind of automatic play that you have to have so you can be totally, totally engaged, you know, on each shot. Now, with that said, you tell me, I know that in your routine, and I know that in the routine of all great players and probably all of us when we play our best, we develop a very astute a target awareness. Tell me how you went about developing that so you could really, really be aware of your target and engage to it with every repetition of your swing.
Well, this is a really fun thing because the grid that we hit on in Mesquite, where we have the championships every year, has a certain setup. And at the very far end of the range, there were a couple of wind socks at the very end, and there was one just to the right of to the right center of the grid. And what was really fun for me, and I realized as the day went out, is that became my target. And the first time that I hit in the morning, it was a long day of competition, but the first time that I hit in the morning, I went up on the tee, I found that wind sock at the far end of the range, and that allowed me to hit up to the right center with a nice little draw down the middle of the fairway. When I was on the tee getting ready to hit, my body totally knew where that target was. And so it was so clear in my mind that that clarity really gave it, sent a clear picture to my body, and that really helped me to know where my target was and just let that club release to the target.
Did you also see the fly of the ball?
I didn't see the shot so much as I really felt it. I could feel my club going out to the windsock out there, but I could also feel my ball coming back into the middle towards the big Remax balloon at the very far end of the range.
In my experience with top players and other players too, the more they become aware of targets and people see targets and they see shapes of shots or they see both. In fact, sometimes, Eric, people tell me, you know, I really can't see that, but I can really feel something out in front of me. You know, that really, it's almost something magnetic that draws me to the target. And apparently that was happening with you. You know, and but the practice leading up to it, developing that target awareness was really, really critical part of your practice, wasn't it?
Oh, without a doubt. I took about a 6-week period to gear up and get ready for this competition. You know, I have a training program that helps me hit the ball further. It's called the 5 Keys to Distance. I took myself through my own training program, but the closer I got to competition, the more I focused on targets. And so even though I, you know, created an artificial grid, if you would, on my practice range, there was always just one specific target that I would aim towards and sort of feel in my swing so that my body really knew where that was. The closer I got to competition, the more attention I paid to knowing where my target was.